DW.
The influx of refugees into Europe over the past few years is just one small part of a much larger story across the world of people forced to flee their homes. Last year alone, roughly 40.5 million people were displaced across the globe by conflicts or disasters, and the majority of them were fleeing the effects of climate change. That's according to a report released this week by the Geneva-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, or the IDMC. Joining us now to tell us more about the findings in this year's report is DW's environment reporter, Ajit Naranjan. Ajit, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Let's start with this very large number, 40.5 million displaced people. According to the report, roughly 3 out of 4 of these 40.5 million were fleeing disasters and the effects of climate change. But what does that mean exactly? What kind of disasters are we talking about?
So of these disasters, almost all of them were weather-related. So that means some of them were from earthquakes, but the majority were things that are being made worse by climate change. So we're talking about storms, wildfires, floods, droughts. And they're not saying that all of these events were caused by climate change or that they wouldn't have happened without climate change, but rather that we know that climate change is making these weather events stronger and is projected to do so even more in the future. So in a world without climate change, fewer people would be forced to flee their homes.
Which regions were hit the hardest?
Most of the displacements were across Asia, the Americas, and Africa. And from these disaster-related displacements, particularly a lot of them were concentrated in countries like China and India, because people were evacuated ahead of big typhoons, tropical cyclones, heavy monsoon rains, and so on. And these are displacements that maybe 50 years ago would have, even 20 years ago, would have resulted in large-scale death because of kind of extreme weather events that are beyond people's control. Nowadays, we have early warning systems. People are being taken away from the danger in buses, kind of sometimes a day before, even 2 days before the extreme weather strikes. But then they're coming back, and in many cases, their homes have been destroyed. So the report highlights a case of, I think, Bangladesh, where Typhoon Amphan last year, 2.5 million people were evacuated ahead of the storm. But then about 10% of the people who returned didn't have a home to come back to. The typhoon destroyed 55,000 homes. And so that's where we can see kind of what displacement really means here. So on one level, some of these are evacuations that you can maybe view in a positive sense because it's avoiding a really extreme loss of life. On the other hand, people are really losing their homes, and then that can stretch, that displacement can last for years or even decades in some cases.
When you hear about climate change and displacement, I can imagine a lot of listeners might be thinking of mass migration to Europe right now and might be thinking of, the example of Central America and migration to the U.S. But one thing this report underlines, because it's also focused on internal displacement, but it makes the point of saying that it's a misconception to think that these effects of climate change are going to drive up migration into other countries. Can you tell us why that's a misconception?
Yeah, so I mean, two migration experts I spoke to yesterday also kind of made this point that while it is kind of expected that climate change will increase migration, and also to some extent too from kind of poorer countries to rich countries, it's almost a distraction. That's how one expert put it to me, because most of the migration that happens as a result of climate change is internal. And even when people do cross borders, they generally stay within their region. And so focusing on the few people who then really choose to completely uproot and maybe travel from, say, Central America through to the US or from North Africa to Southern Europe, this is really a small section of the people actually on the move because of the way climate change is changing things. I mean, one scientist from the Potsdam Institute for Climate Research told me yesterday that you kind of also have to distinguish between the slow onset climate events, the kind of slow burning ones like heat waves and droughts and kind of crop failures that result from that, and these kind of sudden impacts from floods and storms and cyclones and so on. Because in the first case, people are actually much more likely to migrate. And part of the reason for that was kind of surprising. And this is a little speculative. The scientists aren't really sure exactly what's going on here, but they suggested that when you have these slow burning events that people have the means to still migrate. They can choose to put their money into something and to invest it in the act of migrating, which in many places is expensive. Whereas with something like a storm or a flood, you're suddenly exposed to this massive shock, and depending on your ability to cope with that will change what you actually do in the long term. And so in a lot of cases, people who are hit by storms and floods and so on, they are forced to evacuate straight away, they're displaced temporarily within their borders, but then often come back. And maybe they've got a home to come back to, maybe they don't. In the case of events that build up over a long time and hurt a family's ability to provide for itself, that's where you see more of this kind of, say, migration from rural areas to cities, or migrations even from cities, or one member of family leaving a city, leaving a country even, and going abroad.
The people you spoke to, were they also making this distinction with correlations between the effects of climate change and, for example, driving up conflict or hurting a country that's already, you know, has an ailing infrastructure or an ailing economy?
Exactly, yeah. So the report also makes clear that the majority of the displacements because of conflict happen in countries that are really, really at risk of climate change, really most at risk of climate change, rather. And the link between climate and conflict itself is also really difficult. So the experts aren't saying that, oh, climate change caused this war or caused this disaster, but rather that it exacerbates some of the factors that lead to it. And so in the future, they do broadly expect that there's more risk of conflict as a result of climate change. Whether that actually results in those conflicts or more displacements is very much in human hands. It depends on how people respond to those stresses.
Ajit, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks very much, Kathleen.
Ajit Naranjan is a reporter with DW's Environment Desk. To read his article about the IDMC report, you can go to our website, www.dw.com, or visit DW's Environment Twitter feed at DW_environment.
DW.